Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly, Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. My name's Tim McKernan. If you're watching on MSNBC, on your right, my left, is Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Oh, hello.
And on his left, your far right, is Doug Vaughn. He's in the blazer.
Mm-hmm. Right back at you.
What is that? What kind of material is that blazer, sir?
Oh, it's kind of like a camel hair.
Oh, look at you.
It's warm.
Kelly Chase is going to join us here in about, I got 13 minutes. And that's presented by Petromart. Your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day at 9:45, 9:50. I don't know. Sometimes we don't plan out the show. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. It's a movie pass at Marcus Huerenberg Theaters. See movies for only $5 every Tuesday. Plus, rewards members receive free popcorn. It's Huerenberg. I don't want to see that Molly's game. That's what I want to see, that Molly's game.
What?
I checked with my friend. He said he can probably get it in about a week if you're interested.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the theater. But okay. Thank you for the offer.
And then maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Why don't you go with Tim to the movie theater?
I don't think I've been to the theater since Endless Love. That's the last time I went to a movie theater.
Why? Doug Ryan O'Neill? Farrah Fawcett?
Is that what that was?
No, I think that was Brooke Shields and...
You haven't been to a movie theater in that many years?
I don't go to movie theaters.
Why not?
Kind of fun to go.
Just wait till they come out on
DVD. Well, you can do that, but still, it's kind of fun to go to a movie theater.
I take that back. I did go, I had to go to a premiere of the last Rocky movie with some listeners. The worst movie I've ever seen.
Was it?
Yeah. Which one? The one where...
Creed? I thought Creed was great.
I thought it was that.
Really?
I don't like any of them.
Wow.
Because you knew what was going to happen. The guy comes out of nowhere to get a title shot.
Spoiler alert, Doug.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago. but you knew what was going to happen.
Who was more ferocious, Clubber Lang or Ivan Drago?
Great question.
Yeah. Mm. Doug, who do you think?
Well, Drago was a lot bigger. But Clubber Lang...
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren is supposed to be really hung.
I wouldn't know about that. They didn't explore that.
No, but Iggy, that's out there.
They did in the book.
I did like that Brigitte Nielsen, though.
Brigitte.
Why?
Because she was kind of hot-looking in a guide kind of way.
Clip that off.
Great body. She got naked a couple times.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Not in that picture.
No. You know how she met Sylvester Stallone and got married?
How'd they get together?
She sent him naked Polaroids of herself.
And that worked.
Yeah, they went out and got married.
Didn't last, though.
Matter of opinion.
Isn't that the way you do it? Just send naked Polaroids of yourself to a guy and hopefully he marries you?
Doug, clip that off.
I'm going to clip off just you saying clip that off.
Guys, I watched Three Billboards the other day. Good movie. Worst ending I've ever seen in a movie. That's a spoiler alert.
Covers a lot of ground. Worst ending you've ever seen. You haven't ever sent naked Polaroids of yourself, have you, Iggy?
Polaroids, no.
Any kind of picture?
Of course.
Who has sent them to?
Who hasn't? Seriously.
Wait. Who hasn't sent nude pictures of them?
I have to be honest with you. For as big of a creep as I am, and I'll be on the record, I enjoy lesbianism. I have not sent a picture of my love.
How about you, Plowsy?
Uh-oh. I don't think I have, actually.
So no one has, Iggy.
I got maybe I'm the only one.
That's why.
I mean, I wasn't a stranger.
In sincerity, and I know I don't think there's one woman in the world listening to the show... But maybe I'm wrong on this, but my understanding of female sexuality is, first off, there is no such thing as a female orgasm, and I think we all can attest to that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then secondly, that women are not aroused by photographs of men's love. And then the lack of self-awareness from men who send pictures of their love to women is stunning to me. But that's one of, like, the ABC. Now, there's some, I'm sure, who are, but you're talking about a very small number, so I don't know why they are sent unless requested. Now, if women requested, hey, Iggy, could you send over a pic, that's a different program. But
well, that's the case. I don't just send them out of the blue.
No.
Hey, here you go. Take a look at me.
Oh.
No, I would think with all the requests you get, you'd need a staff because that's a lot of pictures.
Well, yeah, I have people to take care of my phone for me.
Well, I think men tend to be more visual.
Right.
So they love to get the pictures, so they just assume, well, you'd love
exactly.
to see them too.
Exactly. Tight read. Mm-hmm. Tight read. Happening. Guys, I sent Doug naked Polaroids of myself, and now he calls me his squirrel and stores his nuts in me for the winter?
No.
We do have.
No.
We do have penis sizes for some famous actors.
Great. That'd be fun. Chase at 9:15.
Sean Connery.
How are you going to know that this is accurate?
Sean Connery takes the lead. Right behind is Bruce Willis,
Irish
Eddie
Doug.
Murphy as well. As up there. Those are the top three.
How would you know?
No. Milton Berle is known as the biggest.
I know, but how do you know that? Milton people have been saying that. How do we know?
Actresses that have been with Milton Berle have verified that
Sean
he's
Connery,
huge.
25 centimeters. Bruce Willis, 23
Doug,
centimeters.
I don't buy
this. 9 inches.
Because I measured this morning, and I'm like, wow, 25
inches? Do I think about 9.3 inches?
What website is this from? What article is
Inside
this?
Inside STL.
Well, if they're doing it in centimeters, it's got to be like the Daily Mirror or something.
m.uvip.com/enlargement.
Okay. So they're trying to sell something.
Guys, no one wants to see Iggy's flaccid little turtleneck porpoise. Thanks. So Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
It's not so small.
Janice Dickinson on Liam Neeson's penis. Mm. When I unbuttoned his pant, he dropped a bottle of sparkling water.
What?
Meaning that was, looked like... He has a nice size as well.
Okay, pausing.
Doug, as you know, Gordon Lightfoot was hung like a yak.
I don't know that. I don't know that these people submitted to measurements and then would publicize.
What about yak size? Are you familiar with that?
No. No, I'm not.
I don't even know where you see a yak these days.
It's way up north. Way up north.
All I know is actresses have commented on Milton Berle because it was always talked about how hung he was, and then some actresses that had been with him said, yes, he is.
Who commented?
Yeah, go look at Milton Berle penis size.
I mean, I've heard that all the, for years. I've heard that, but how do we really know?
Because actresses have said.
They come on, give you
I don't know which actresses.
It?
I don't remember what I read it, and some actresses have commented that, yes, that is true. He was huge.
The article, The Legend of Milton Berle's Giant Penis.
Mm-hmm. And what is the, is it a legend or is it?
Probably. That's how legends grow. Somebody comes up with something and everyone else just kind of runs with it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think Joanne Worley mentioned she saw it once.
Joanne Worley from Laugh-In? Milton Berle would have been about 70 at that time.
Doug,
he?
She was the one who they introduced her on $25,000 pyramid. She went, oh, wonderful.
That was her whole routine.
She would put her fingers in like her nipples.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's not much to build a career on,
well,
and yet
it worked. And hers is better than yours.
I know, it
worked. Maybe you should start doing that. Let's hear it.
Whoa!
See?
I just don't know how far there's going to go.
Cast with that.
I don't know how far it's going to go.
Oh, could you do that for us?
Guys, one cast. Could you rate TMA Wives listeners breasts? Mrs. Swinghaven is a 34D fake. Thanks. That's from Swinghaven board number. What in the hell?
Talked in fake.
Fake?
What's wrong with us?
You go a little bigger. They're going to be fake.
Oh, yeah. Merle,
you're not happy with that.
Merle took the lead.
Merle? Terry Weigel's
Milton,
sex?
Sorry.
Recently?
It's just made up.
Well, no, I found it. 11 inch.
Who knows?
30 centimeters. It's so he's number one.
Right,
Sean
so.
Connery right behind him now.
So Milton Berle's been dead for 30 years, but he just took the lead over Sean Connery.
Right, because we have accurate proof of this.
Well, you've heard people say that Milton Berle is hung, and I'm going by actresses, like I said, who have seen him. I guess
Brett Summers wrote a memoir on giant Hollywood hogs. Thanks. Matt, who bowls at Hank's big 9 o'clock hour for Matt.
Now, she was married to Jack Klugman.
Yeah, she was. She was also big on the game circuit.
That's how she got in. She did nothing else, as far as I know. Had no other show credits or anything.
Guys, don't make us start sending in pictures of our significant other's breasts. Thanks. That's from the 3-1. Well, I mean, nobody did.
No,
nobody
don't
said
make
it.
Us no, do no, it. No, 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 no.
Don't make us do it.
No, no, no. And of course, they're going to come in anyway, and it's not going to be of the wives.
No, it'll be whatever picture they can get on the internet.
My guess is it'll be men.
Based on our text inbox, I have to tell you, our listeners have some of the hottest women as wives.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's like going to the Yankees wives section during a game. There's just one supermodel after the next.
Not sure of my little lady's bust size, but Doug's areolas are huge. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
So you don't know that, do you?
That Hugh Beaumont was hanging dong. It's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side Lover. Is that true? Is that in there?
We have no way of knowing.
Plowboy has an article.
Well, I'm looking at this one now.
You could have written the article and just make up these measurements.
He left the business to sell Christmas trees.
Hugh Beaumont?
Yeah.
Cut it out.
When he left, when Leave It to Beaver went off the air, he moved back to Minnesota and opened a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ward Cleaver said to be huge.
Oh, come on. You can throw out any name and we're just going to go with it. Oh, wow. You got to be kidding. Red Skelton? Oh, wow.
Clip it off.
You're just making stuff up.
Maury Amsterdam.
Oh, Norman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're reading off a website that has no legitimacy.
Just make it up.
Actually, this is just a kind of a comment board.
Right.
Yeah. A comment board. But they have it's called the centimeter, they know how long these are.
It's called the data lounge.
Sure.
Doug, it's well known that John Hamm has a massive D. That's from the sure. Hamaconda.
Extremely well known. Everyone knows it.
I think somebody on his show said that once, that you could see it through his pants. In
oh,
one episode.
For heaven's sake.
I believe that's true. Somebody on Mad Men, one of the cast said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our listeners are starting to send in pictures of their wives, but they look like Victoria's Secret models.
Well, they all are.
What a shock.
Certain. Once they started listening to this show, they got rid of the old hag, and they hooked up a supermodel.
Because it's so cool to be listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, the love on that bull, Nancy Lopez, could feed a family of 16?
Lopez
what does that
was
mean?
Straight. She was married to Ray Knight.
Guys, I just got in trouble for laughing at my desk. Apparently everybody else here is working. It's from Danny Tanner.
Danny Tanner. Laughing about.
And there's nothing funny on this.
There is.
Guys, my wife is a 34D, but her best friend, who she has experimented with, is a 38 triple D.
It's a lie. First of all, you don't have a wife.
So hot.
No.
Everything is so hot on this show.
Yeah.
Doug, don't forget about Tom Bosley's meat.
No. How could you? Or the stories that they would tell. The actresses that worked with him.
There is a
Marion Ross on.
There is an element
Happy
of,
Days, boy. She would tell some stories.
Everyone associated with this show, it's champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Mm-hmm. Robin Leach.
Oh, I bet that dude is hung too.
Oh God, he would have had to have done the show. He did, yeah. Oh, I see the stock market's on fire. It's up 140 points.
What? You're not going to touch your 401k anyway.
We're up over 25,000 now. That's pretty sweet.
All right, let it ride.
Well, I am. I didn't say, oh, I got to get out of the market. I said, how great is this?
It's fine. It'll go down. It'll go up. Ah, yes, the market. Long term. You're in it for the long term. You're not ready to retire?
No.
I kind of abbreviate when I do the drops. Mm-hmm, I don't write out the whole thing. From 908 to 914, the last four drops, huge, huge, huge hung.
Nice. Mm.
It's a good hour.
Iggy, a Swinging Haven board member, just sent in what he claims is a picture of his wife.
Okay, yeah. If it is,
you're sideways with them now. I can't remember what knocked you guys off track. Something happened.
Maybe because I wrote a prisoner.
Oh, that's right.
Turned him off. Yeah. Well, if that
and
is,
and you
there.
Said she was going to be on the show this morning, but what happened?
Didn't call. She didn't call last night, and then I sent her a message.
Well, she's in jail. She can't call.
No, she's out of jail. And I said, I'm going to bed. I said, but you know. Whenever you want to call, just let me know. I'm usually available.
Doug, you know, this is about the time that grandparents start to go left and right, so.
No, I don't know. But then I sent her a message.
You think somebody from the fan page got to her?
Probably. Only because she was very excited in the message. I'll let you read the messages. She said, can I do it tomorrow? And I said, yeah, that's fine. I'll be home tomorrow night. She goes, great. I'm really looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, fun
right.
time.
And then all of a sudden, now nothing. So
right. where'd
she go?
Doug, here is a picture of one of the listeners' wives driving their boat.
Sure. Just a cute little thing.
It's a nice boat, too.
Yeah, just a bikini model, that's all.
I will say, Wang Haven, if that is your wife, because I can't see the face, but a great butt. I will give her
okay,
that.
Okay, Iggy.
But you don't believe that's her.
Well, I can't see the face. I don't know.
So you know the face of the Swing Haven board member's wife?
He sent in the same girl. Now, mm-hmm. whether it's his wife or not, but at least he's taking pictures from somebody else's Facebook page of the same person.
Mm-hmm. She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
Mm-hmm. But if that's your wife, yeah, she's very nice.
But they're sideways with you. You're not sideways with them, and they're sideways with you because you wrote a prisoner.
Yeah, I don't know why that would make you sideways.
He likes feet!
I did it for a segment, and she turned out to be a very sweet person. That sure. She seemed to be happy when she got my letter, so I just wanted to make her happy.
Can you hear me good?
She's on the outside now, isn't she?
Living in Kansas City, yeah.
Doug, can you tell the audience about Ryan Kelly? Because without him, we wouldn't be able to see all of our listeners' wives and driving their yachts.
He makes it all possible. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. That's who listens to us. Mostly because of all the money they're saving with their mortgages. Otherwise, they wouldn't. They'd have to listen to some other show. But we make them listen to this one. And we force them to send in naked pictures of their wives. And Ryan Kelly, with him saving so much money for so many St. Louisans, he certainly makes it all possible. You'd think everyone would have refinanced by now, but you know what? They haven't. Been talking to Ryan about why these people haven't refied yet. And he said one of the biggest reasons, I'll tell you right now, fellas, I'll be up front with you, they don't think their home is going to appraise high enough. But home values are skyrocketing, so maybe if you've tried in the past and your house didn't appraise high enough, it will now. Plus, Ryan closes loans all the time without needing an appraisal. So maybe that won't be a factor at all. I have refinanced twice with Ryan Kelly, and I can tell you it all goes very smooth and easy, and you will be very happy that you did. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a house, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan. Here's the number, 314-7100.
What's wrong?
Call Ryan, 314-781-9700, or visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
There it is, Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this radio program, and that allows you to hear from Kelly Chase right now, here brought to you by Petromart.
Hit the open there, Plowsy.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Morning, Chaser.
Morning, boys.
Boy, the Vegas Golden Knights, one of the biggest surprises to see an expansion team doing what they're doing. And I saw you tweet out about two nights ago, I think, that their coach is like a lock for the coach of the year based on what they're doing. Is that a correct read? Am I recalling?
They're gonna go 500, win their division. I mean, but you know, if they did, they're gonna be better than that. I love the way he's got them to buy into just, you know, everybody kind of pulling the same direction, and you know, nobody really thinks we can win, and the whole, you know, that whole almost mantra of buying into caring about one another, and you know, hey, you guys are all castaways that nobody wanted. And I mean, he's using that to his advantage, but on the flip side of it, they've done a masterful job of scouting. There's guys that were untapped talents on teams that, they've taken the same type of player off of every single team, basically. And then they went out and got good goaltending. So Kelly McCrimmon, Jimmy McKenzie, the guys that did the scouting, did a phenomenal job. And that, it's almost like a plug-and-play type of a team. Someone goes down, you can just plug anybody into that spot, and they're fine. And I think that's a remarkable feat to have done. I think the dilemma they're in is they've got a lot of guys that are coming to the end of their contract, and the questions are whether or not to re-sign them and give them, you know, term, or because everybody's sort of playing for their next life, and whether they stay in Vegas or not will be determined on how they finish up here, I'm sure. But this team's for real, and they're not going away. I had a kick out of Lou Lamoriello had the Toronto Maple Leafs stay in 26 minutes off the strip because he said that the strip where everyone was staying wasn't conducive to winning, and then he got spanked. And so I'm gonna, you know, I'm sure there'll be some tweets headed Toronto's way sooner or later, because it's quite comical that they've just beat everybody, and you know, we still keep coming up with the excuse that, oh my God, it's in Vegas and everybody's out running around instead of concentrating on hockey, and that's why Vegas has the record they have. That's not the case.
Hey, they're us just, morons, we're just theorizing that ourselves.
Yeah. 17, yeah,
well,
17, 2 and 1.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
That doesn't fit right in.
the thing that's amazing is that so many teams struggle to score goals. I think they're second in the league in scoring at 3.5. And you mentioned they're getting it from a lot of different places, right?
Well, that's just the thing. Like, they went and got a bunch of guys that were 15 to 20 goal scorers. And I say this on the air all the time. It's you have guys that are your top guys, and then you have kind of clock killers, the guys that you got to keep down on your cap that aren't necessarily the guys that would be go-to scoring guys. But if your clock killers are better than the other team's clock killers, you give yourself a chance to win. I think Nashville's done a great job of that. I think when Pittsburgh wins the Cup, they bring up secondary scoring that's kind of like those clock killer guys that can add the offense. I think what Vegas did was, aside from Neil, they went out and got a couple of guys they felt could add some offense, but they got a real good clock killers. They got guys that score from 10 to 20 goals that could play on all four lines that keep coming at you. So if there's a weak link on the other team, they expose it. I mean, the top guys are going to check hard. They're going to continue to play hard against you. But when you come down to a third or fourth line guys, they might have a little bit of an advantage because they all play exactly the same way. So, you know, I think it's a heck of a job of structuring the team by George McPhee, and the scouting staff did a fantastic job.
They've won 8 in a row, 12-0-1 in their last 13. I guess this is the best expansion team of all time, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. And Curbs made a comment the other day, well, they were set up to start with success, which they were, which is a true statement. But I don't think they're getting enough credit for how good they are. I mean, you know, there's too many people that are, as I said, using all, it's the nightlife in Vegas that's the reason that they're having success. That's not the case. They're flat out good, and their goaltending's fantastic. So to have that kind of a, you know, I mean, we had 52 shots on them, I think, or something in that overtime loss. I mean, you're going to blame it on partying all night when you get 52 shots? I mean, they somehow found a way to win the hockey game, and then they go out and trounce the next team on the road. And so, you know, like, whether people aren't taking them lightly anymore, and they're still winning. Put it that way.
Hutton saved the game for the Blues the other night, not only what he did in the overtime, but right before with that kick save. How good has he been, and has he kind of changed the way people look at what he's capable of?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's changed the way people think. I mean, look, he's a commodity right now. I mean, he's got the best goals against or save percentage in the National Hockey League of anybody in 2017 that's played more than 20 games. So that's the best. That's the best of anybody, any goaltender in the league. So when you talk about winning, would the Phoenix Coyotes be 10 points better if they had Carter Hutton? Probably. You know, does that put them in a playoff spot? Probably not. But when you're talking about teams that are on the, like the New York Islanders, who are having a little bit of struggles, that puts them in the playoffs. That's a big swing in revenue. So Carter Hutton has been a commodity for the Blues that has kind of flown under the radar and has now stepped up, and that's just not the case anymore. You're seeing him becoming this guy that people are talking about in a commodity. And, I mean, listen, the Blues are acutely aware of his contract status, and I'm sure Army's, you know, figuring out now how he fits and where he fits at the cap and how they can get him signed. And the advantage that St. Louis has is that Carter wants to be a St. Louis Blue, so how good is that?
Oh, yeah, it's great. He was playing about once every 2 weeks here for a while, but now it's kind of hard to put him on the bench. You think we'll see more of him? You think he'll play tonight?
Well, I think that that Jake's still our guy and everything, and I think Carter's good because he plays in the role that he plays in. I think he's, you know, he's effective because he gets that rest and prepares properly, and he's a pro. But you know, like, again, you know, I think there's more looking into more of both Carter's play and the fact that Jake got absolutely railed in that terribly officiated game in Dallas that sent Pareko into him and hit him in the head. That might have a little bit to do with the fact that Jake wasn't in the net as well. But for whatever it's worth, this guy has been phenomenal. They get along great, the two of them, and there's no misgivings on who the number one guy is because of his athleticism and ability to play night in and night out. But it's sure nice and a luxury to have a guy that you go and you put in there and he steals a game for you.
You know, the Blues seemingly have righted the ship with a couple of wins, but one of the things that lingers is they still have trouble scoring. What do you think the issues are with them?
They're not getting production out of about four or five guys that are those clock killers I talked about. You're not seeing anything out of Meg Pajarvi. You're not seeing anything out of Yashkin right now. You're not seeing anything out of Sundqvist hasn't scored a goal this year. Sammy Blais is injured, you know, and you can't make the club in a tub. And you got probably three or four guys there that aren't giving you the production that you need to win in this league consistently with secondary scoring. What a luxury it would have if your third line, which is maybe now your fourth line after the way you mixed them up, was giving you some of those goals, and they're just not. And do they check? Do they play hard? Absolutely. Are they trying? Absolutely. Do they care? Absolutely. But the bottom line is that you're judged on production, and their production is off. How many times you keep in Tage Thompson's a real bright spot, but how many times do you give Barbashev an opportunity on the top line and he hasn't scored a goal yet? Like, so, and to think that they're not aware of it would be a misgiving as well. They know it. Both the players and the coaches are aware of it, but until it changes, it isn't going to affect much on the scoring side of it. As I said, the teams that are up in the scoring are the teams that are getting production out of their third and fourth line. And when Yashkin was going and he was playing on the fourth line with Upshaw and Brodziak, I think we were the highest scoring fourth line in the league, and that was at the start of the season when you knew that, you know, that's how they're winning hockey games. They're getting a goal chipped in here or there, and it relieves a lot of the pressure. All of a sudden, it's a two-goal lead, and teams have to play differently. And you can keep pointing to Jaden Schwartz all you want, but if Jaden Schwartz is the difference in whether we're going to win or lose, and one injury makes that big of impact on your team, then there's awful lot of changes that need to be made.
Yeah, Upshaw always seems to make something happen when he's in there. I've always enjoyed watching him play, but he doesn't get a whole lot of ice time a lot of times, and the Blues even let him go at the end of last year and didn't get him back right before the season started. What am I missing? Why doesn't he play more?
He's a complete spaz. I love the guy. He's all over the place. He's falling on his own feet and tripping and stumbling, and yet he's effective. And here's the thing with Scotty. He's a great teammate. So the guys like having him around because he's one of those positive influences. And the guys like you know, you got to have a guy like that. But he prepares well. Like, he takes it upon himself to make sure that, you know, he's either getting cryotherapy or the active release, you know, treatment with the ART, with the chiropractors and the massage people. And he takes care of his, you know, his nutrition, and he's always making sure that he's up on top of things with anything that might help him prepare, because he's an older guy now. I mean, you know, I think he's 33 or 34 years old. I mean, you got a guy that's that age, he wants to make sure that he's always at the top of his physical, you know, shape, so that he can stay in the league. And then so he brings that enthusiasm, but yet a sense of professionalism when it comes to how to prepare for himself. And there's a lot of guys that could, young guys that could take a page out of his book and look at him and go, you know, does he have fun? Of course he does. Is he a guy that's kind of a little bit aloof? Of course he is. But I'll tell you what, when it comes time to drop the puck, you don't have to worry about his effort. And I think that's one thing that I've always gave him credit for, because you can play a long time with that kind of effort, and then he's getting a chance. He got a chance on the top line and made some stuff happen again the other night. Now, he had the giveaway on the goal that was turned back and reversed, but I think if he just stays within himself and doesn't try and do too much with Shannon and Tarasenko, he's actually a guy that's been somewhat of a bright spot playing with those two guys.
Yeah, he sure gives him a lot of energy.
Well, he gives him that energy, but also he goes in straight lines too, so that Shen's not the only one. Vladdy likes to go side to side, east west type of a game, whereas Schwartz would go north south, get on his horse and go. I think Uppy gives him a little bit of that north south game, so that maybe Braden has some options when he comes out of his own end with the puck in the middle of the ice. He can hit the guy streaking, or he can, you know, kind of gain the line and with Upshaw back in the D off and go laterally to Vladdy. So, listen, they've scored a couple of goals because they've, you know, manufactured stuff both through the neutral zone and in the offensive, you know, kind of rolling the puck back into the corner and cycle. So if he, you know, I don't know where he'll be tonight, if they'll go with that or they don't, but at least they know they have an option if things get stale and they're not getting chances. You know, in the games in the last probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 games, they've outchanced teams terribly in the first period and not scored. So, you know, you catch a break here or there, I think it has a huge difference. They could be 6-8 points greater than what they are right now with any type of scoring.
Kelly Chase, every Thursday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, brought to you by Petromart. Chaser, appreciate the time as always, sir.
See you, Chaser.
All right, boys. You know, not everybody acts like you clowns when you're in Vegas. So, you know, they're winning because they're good.
Doug, that's a shot. That's a shot at Doug.
That's a shot at you, Doug, and your behavior in Las Vegas.
I thought he said
he thought
the Blues have a chance tonight because when they go out there, everybody's drunk.
No, he didn't say that. Oh. He didn't say it. It was all a different interview. Thank you, Tracer. Sorry about Doug.
Take care, guys.
All right. Seemed disappointed. Mildly disappointed in us again.
There it is. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Doug, I just entered my team for this week's season kick tee-off on DraftKings. Who do you have on your roster?
Season tee-off.
Right.
I'm afraid I don't even know what sport we're talking about now. You're talking about
names. What's that again?
A lot of big names playing. I know it's all champions from last year, but previous years a lot of the guys just took Hawaii off, but there's a lot of them playing this week.
Thomas, Spieth, DJ, Fowler, Rahm, Matsuyama, Koepka, Leishman. And when will we see Eldrick? Will we see Eldrick when we're down at spring training? At the Honda Classic, will we see Eldrick hoist the Wanamaker in August if he can get past me at Bellary?
Yeah, that's a big hurdle there. Big hurdle.
Well, there's his health, and then there's me.
Yeah, and mostly you.
He could be 100% healthy, and I don't think he can handle what you're going to bring to the
Plus,
court.
Plus, the size of the galleries you'll have, don't you think that's going to get in his kitchen?
You would think. He's never played in front of a gallery like that.
No.
Unless you're paired together, then.
And like I said, I'm wearing a red shirt and black hat. Just kind of sending a message.
Say there's 65,000 people there. They'll all be following Tim and Tiger's group. The other groups will have their wives following them.
What color trousers will you wear, Tim?
Good question.
I thought he said black.
No, he said black.
Black hat.
He didn't say black hat. Yeah. He didn't say black trousers.
Yeah, then go with Dayglow. Go Dayglow.
There's some nice Dockers. Bugle Boy.
That's what most of them wear.
Bugle Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still make Bugle Boy?
Plowhawk? I could see you being a Bugle Boy guy.
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't like the big baggy pants.
Didn't you?
No, I like the hip huggers.
Rocco Mediate would wear those, Doug. Remember that? 2008, almost Rocco. 10 years ago, U.S. Open, Torrey Pines. Mm-hmm. Tell me your favorite memory.
Well, didn't he come back and win it in the playoff?
No, he lost to Eldrick. 19th hole.
Yeah.
Monday playoff.
But he had a lead, right?
Until he did. One stroke, and then Eldrick sank. What would you say? About a 15-footer on 18?
Yeah, 15, 18.
That was.
Did all that on a broken leg, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Last major Eldrick won.
Yeah.
Will he win another? Go.
Well.
No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think he'll win another tournament.
No.
Another tournament?
Well, I said that 3 years ago, and I'll stand by that.
How old is he now?
42.
Still fairly young for a golfer.
Phil's still out there playing at 48.
But Mickelson hasn't had the back surgeries. Can't imagine being a top of the world golfer if your back hurts you every time you
swing. I had a canker sore and I still shot pretty well.
Well, yeah. You're a tougher dude. You're cut from sturdier stock.
Yeah, you don't let little things get in your way.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're the Lou Gehrig of the golf circuit.
Here are the Barstool chicks.
No.
Well, Paris Hilton got engaged.
Did she really?
Yeah, there's a replacement for Fran, not for
No, is Fran out?
I don't know if this is temporary or long term. Not a fan, and here she is.
Oh, you're not a fan?
You're Fran all day, word.
Fran all day, yeah. And yeah. Rhea thinks she, not a fan.
Paris Hilton is newly engaged over the past weekend, and we are here with Claudia Oshray, aka Girl with No Job, to talk about Paris Hilton's new ring and new engagement.
It's so big. It's huge. It's, I think, $2 million, 20 carats. Mm. Personally, not my taste, but I guess I would take it.
That's what I'm going to say about this. Yeah. I hate this ring. I hate this ring.
It's like too big.
Every girl is freaking out about this ring, and it's just like that ring would sink me. Like, yeah. I think she's just going to be dropped down to the floor.
It's a hazard. In the pool. It's a safety hazard.
That's
I'm worried for her.
Me too. Also, like, it looks like costume jewelry. It looks like she's going.
Right. No, it looks like you put a quarter in and you twisted the thing and it came out in like a little bubble.
And everyone's acting like this is some extravagant ring. It looks like she's going to a Gatsby party.
Having said that, I definitely would take it if someone wanted to give it to me, appraise that and sell it on eBay.
Doug goes to the barstool.
Not catty at all. very legitimate breakdown.
She called the chick with no job. I don't know who it is.
But why do we even play it?
So who's the other woman that you liked that wasn't there?
I didn't think you liked Rhea. I didn't think you liked Rhea.
No, I don't.
Rhea was there, though.
Rhea was there.
Fran is not.
And they never referenced that Fran wasn't there, so Fran didn't show up, and they're like, we need another girl.
This chick is terrible.
Is she?
Guys, okay. Now wait an effing minute. If this broad replaced Fran, I'm legit done with barstool chicks. Thanks, Timmy Tom Tom.
She sounded like a guest who was an expert on the Paris Hilton engagement.
Then she certainly sounded like an expert.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my God.
Breaking down the ring.
Bashing a $2 million ring, saying it looked like out of a 25 cent machine. She has no idea.
Who she married? Some rich broad, some rich guy nobody's ever heard of?
I don't know. They got married on top of, or engaged on top of a mountain. I saw that.
No, that's not true. It was Six Flags.
Oh, was it really? Which one?
Right at the boss?
Log Flume.
Yeah, Log Flume.
Guys, I just got back into my truck. What happened to the dong discussion? Thanks. That's from the 314.
Now Chaser was coming on. We had to stop.
Paris Hilton's been kind of out of the news for a while, hasn't she? She hadn't done anything crazy lately.
Low profile.
She's like DJing.
She's a DJ.
Yeah. Making good money at it, too, from what I hear.
She did pretty well in that cheeseburger commercial.
Hardee's?
Yeah.
She did well in her sex video.
Did she?
She's talented.
Guys, going back to the golf convo, I've never been to Belle Reve. Is there a good hole to seduce caddies who are on the down low? Mr. Nipples.
Yeah, 14. There's a little area there in the back.
Instead of par 4?
I just made it up. I don't know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question was so serious, I probably should have been serious. I'm sorry.
Right. This is not just kidding around. We got to find out where you can seduce a caddy.
Guys, Plowboy Fran is on vacay. This girl runs an Insta account that has 2.8 million followers.
Okay. She's terrible. I don't care what her Instagram followers are.
I don't care.
Why does she have so many followers?
Oh, my God. She is... No, God, no.
Wow, you are really upset about that.
Oh, she's terrible, dude. Terrible.
That's because you're Fran all day.
Not only Fran all day, that just her and Rhea mix, it's a loading
classic,
gun for sure. It's something special.
She must be hot.
No, no.
Well, and how does she? The only way you have 2 million Instagram followers if you're posting good pictures of yourself.
Well, the guy said she ran an Instagram account. Doesn't necessarily mean it's about her.
Oh.
You slap a fake diamond necklace that you get at Etsy.com on that dumpster right behind us, that's essentially the girl with no job.
Wow and wow.
I've never
and
seen
wow.
you with this sort of irrational hate of someone you don't know.
Well, now I'm in Gomorrah.
Well, the Tillman thing.
Yeah, the Tillman. Yeah, don't get me started.
When did you win for Missouri on the road last night?
Your girl's on vacation. She didn't get fired.
I know.
She'll be back.
Oh, man, this chick, terrible.
And
it's even more depressing
Tillman?
That 2.8 million people follow this trash. It's
don't
terrible.
Get him going on Tillman, Doug.
What? Did they call fouls on him? You didn't like that?
What, he committed to 8 different schools in a matter of 8 months? Yeah, that's alarming. Red flags. No, at one point, DePaul was in the mix, and then you had St. Louis University. Oh, man, my grades won't work there. Maybe DePaul. No, my grades won't work there. Illinois, nah, second time go around, don't want to go there. Hey, look, Michael Porter Jr. going to Missouri. I'm going to go to Missouri. And that's how it happened. That the Tillman saga in a nutshell. And as a U of I fan, it was torturous.
Well, a couple of those other guys who wound up at Missouri went there because of Michael Porter.
He's a good player. Yeah, but they didn't want to go to Illinois. I don't care about those players, Doug. I care about my players.
Illinois still beat him.
Yeah, I know.
Not necessarily.
But yeah, the girl with no job.
Sure, got a spare one.
Doug, Paris's sex video was garbage. So was Kim's, but at least she got that cake, right, Doug? Thanks, Manchild 79.
I wouldn't say it was garbage. The last scene was very good, I thought.
That Paris sex vid was boring as hell. That's from the 573. I've never really watched it. Wasn't it shot in like night vision or something like that?
Some of it was.
Night vision or just the lights turned off and the camera wasn't any good?
No, but you had green eyes and... but the last scene is good. It's
There's more than one scene, very well lit. It's edited and everything.
I think it was, wasn't it the Girls Gone Wild dude she was dating? Wasn't that who it was?
Who was that? Joe Francis?
Yeah, I think it was Joe Francis.
Wait, you have good knowledge on a lot of stuff.
I just have a memory that is just wasted on stupidity.
But it was a lot of stupid stuff of her talking and like her in the bathroom putting makeup on and he's following around like a creep.
You think she released it on purpose?
People theorize that on Kim.
I think with Kardashians, no doubt that that was on purpose.
F you, Plowboy. Tillman is gone, and so is Chief Alinawick. Thanks, 314. Plowboy and Missouri fans, they go sideways.
That's fine. Tillman's a great player, too. My anger, because I'd really like to see him in finding Illini jersey.
18-year-old kids change their minds all the time. That's
the
a huge,
kid thing again. 18-year-old kids, we're acting like it's Pee-wee. I mean, come on.
Well,
man, I smell.
Have one?
Do you? Have you? I smell.
A kid.
You guys smell the strong fragrance of marijuana.
Yeah,
I ran out of Old Spice spray. Usually, that's a good cover.
It's not really that good. We smell it every day.
Okay, sorry.
But today, it's
no offense. We love you.
Fragrant.
My coat. I need to have like a home coat and a road coat. You know, so
road kit.
Now, are you smoking in your new whip?
I do. Yes.
Very nice. Right. Guys, Fran went on vacation without telling Nardini or Portnoy. She might get axed. Is that true?
Well, if the replacement going to be that girl, then I would hold off upon Portnoy.
Iggy, Paris answered a phone call mid-bang. That's how good the video was. Thanks from the 314.
I'm not sure it was mid-bang.
and I like those videos.
She did take a phone call. I think he was just filming her at the time. She was naked doing stuff with herself. But, yeah, I'll agree, a lot of it. But the sex, I thought, was... The last scene was fine.
The last scene.
Well, there was multiple scenes. So they actually edited this thing down?
I guess Joe Francis did.
Guys, to be clear, the guy panging Paris Hilton is the creep, not the cretin critiquing a sex tape. Thanks. That's from Doug Vaughn.
As soon as I said that, I should have caught myself. But, I mean, you could... It was like... He was following around like a puppy dog. Paris, say hi. Paris, hi, Paris. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. You got more. He had more money than she did at the time, I believe.
Guys, and I quote, I ran out of Old Spice spray. Normally it's a good cover-up, end quote. Just after saying it's stupid to call Jeremiah Tillman an 18-year-old kid. That's from Craig, the CPA.
It is stupid because if he gets pulled over and arrested for something serious, guess what? He's not a minor, Doug. The kid mantra is so insane.
Well, when do you stop
becoming a kid?
It's
like a junior in college. Should he go to the NFL or not? Oh, the kid. Just let the kid make it. He is not a kid.
He's a kid.
You don't think people in high school are kids?
Not at 18 years old. No, you're an adult. Once you turn 18, you're an adult, man.
Yeah, legally they are.
Exactly. Thank you.
Why can't they have a beer? Why can't they have a beer?
I agree with that, Kat.
Doesn't mean in terms of... their emotional maturity that they all act like
adults. I mean, in the justice system, that's an adult. That's an adult male. It's no kid. I assure you that.
Well, maybe it's changed. Back when Doug and I were young, we'd work in the coal mines from the time we were 2 years old.
You had coal? We would have loved to have had some coal. We couldn't afford coal.
LiAngelo Ball, just being a kid, you know, I don't like that. I don't like people saying that sort of thing when it's clearly an adult making a bad decision. That just...
You guys watch that game in Lithuania?
Big game.
No, I don't watch Lithuania basketball.
I saw ESPN actually drag the whole crew out.
There was a guy doing a live shot from a diner in Scott Van Pelt's show in Lithuania. What the hell is going on?
Is that where the ball kids are playing?
Embarrassing. Well, that's a bad assignment to get in it. You better watch your email if you're working at ESPN and that's the assignment you get. You may get called up to the Turk.
Doug, this just got posted on the fan pin. Any other fan page fatties interested in a weight loss competition? Thinking of setting something up on a site like Diet Bet or something like that. I guess there's an offer out there for a weight loss competition.
I haven't noticed any of our listeners that need to lose even an ounce.
Based on the pictures of the significant others, everybody's doing pretty well.
Last time we had a show on remote, I thought I was at some darn fitness competition.
Taught.
Yeah, it was looking like bodybuilders. Everybody here's a bodybuilder but me.
And the link to questions from the audience is up there. That's up on the Inside STL Podcast Network. The Cat with Brad Thompson on the Cat Chat and Mike Bush, my interview on the Tim McKernan Show, and then producer Joe and I will record a picking and groaning coming up here after today's TMA.
And people love the hearing from Iggy and Plowboy,
they
right?
Do. That is, I think it's that's an amazing good amount of downloads.
I will tell you this week, listen for Tim and Plowsy, because
you don't feel like you had a good shift.
I was off this week.
Why were you off?
Maybe it was the questions.
Was like a group sex question. That was your bailiwick.
But the thing was, the question was the craziest night you ever spent. And I wasn't bragging when I said this. I said, I really can't think off the top of my head because there's been so many that I've really had some crazy nights. And the one I came up with was fun for me, but it really wasn't that crazy.
What was it?
Two chicks in the same afternoon at the lake.
Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah.
What was your pickup line, guy?
I don't remember.
What was the situation?
Want to go back listen to my the podcast. Place and look at my Rolodex?
It wasn't my place. It was my friend's place, and I did it in his brother's bed, and he caught me.
How old a gentleman were you at the time?
Early 20s, I guess.
Very nice.
And these girls were, what, 50-something?
Probably younger than 21.
40.
No, about the same age. And some of the questions I really didn't have good answers to, so it was just kind of a blah. You guys were great. I was just kind of off.
Doug, I had a great show.
Well, I wouldn't have mind hearing the Lake of the Ozark story.
Yeah, it's on there.
Well, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, PLTD. And then that's when the Plowboy got into losing his virginity on the front of a Camry during a barn fire while Buddy watched.
And you'll want to hear Tim's answer, because I was kind of shocked at the answer.
Really? Why was that shocking?
Only because I didn't know that it happened.
Oh, really?
Was that the pillow fight you had at the frat house?
That wasn't the craziest night, but one of the best, for certain. No, I've been blessed with some lesbianism. And it's wonderful.
Okay.
And that's why I continue to search for lesbianism. And I live vicariously
it was a great
through
story.
Whoever is enjoying it. And Doug, it seems like our listeners are on yachts with models, and lesbianism is going on all over their yachts.
Well, I would think. Certainly think so.
And I'm living vicariously through them all. Doug, Mr. Nipples just sent in a portrait of himself. I don't need no weight loss competition, batch. Hey, Doug, there he is.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, that's his picture. They all look like that. Most of them are more muscular, though. No, most of them are big linebacker
types. This guy could hit the weights a little.
Yeah.
Tim, I'll be your lesbian. Thanks. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
Great offer, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't within the last, like, year or two, but whenever it was, and a while back, that's about as good as it gets. Don't you think that's about as good as it gets?
Yeah.
Although you've run like Ivy. Granted, it's at hedonism, but still.
Yeah.
You haven't had that happen?
That would be as good as it gets.
I ought to listen. It's on QFTA.
No, I told you. I think I even said it in the podcast when you told that story. I said, look, I've dated strippers.
Have you?
That have never brought another girl back to the party. So I didn't even get lesbianism when I was dating strippers that were bisexual.
They were bisexual?
Yeah.
I'll never come on your podcast. You talk about as good as it gets. The other night we ordered takeout from Pasta House, and they put in an extra garlic bread.
Special. Huh? That's special. Huh? Yeah.
Did you call them back?
Win.
Pay for it?
No, I didn't notice until I got home.
No,
they had messed up the order, so I didn't feel the need. I mean, terribly, so I didn't feel the need to correct the record on that.
Doug, do you know anything about the STL tax lawyer? Because I feel like you do.
Well, quite a bit. His name is Mark Milton.
He's a great man. He brought us Pro V1s.
Yes, he did. If you're currently sideways with the IRS, well, you don't want to be that. You've got more problems than probably you can handle. If you have maybe years of unfiled tax returns, facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, these are all horrible things. But Mark Milton can get you taken care of. He's a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. He's got a website, stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton received his accounting degree from the number one accounting school in the USA. That would be the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and also got his law degree from St. Louis U Law School. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution, so don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. Did you know that STLTaxLawyer.com also prepares tax returns for individuals and small businesses? So call today or stop by Mark's new office right by the studio here at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester at 10260 Manchester Road. If you have IRS problems looking to get your personal or small business taxes done, visit stltaxlawyer.com today or give them a call. Here's the number, 314-394-3370. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Doug, I just received this email. Tim, good morning. Trying to access the fan page through Facebook and can't. I can't imagine I said something or posted anything that would have gotten me blocked or removed. Thanks. Do you recall any issue from this gentleman?
Who is it?
I won't give the name.
Well,
I'm thinking some of them are thinking, okay, this happened about a year and a half ago. Tim's forgot about this. If I just say I didn't do anything,
right.
Tim won't
maybe
care enough to even investigate.
The fan page is a peaceful place of brotherhood. And a lot of guys who are flat out, based on what we see in the text inbox, doing very well for themselves with a potpourri of boats.
Oh, yeah.
And model-like significant others. Mm-hmm.
There was one guy that just put out his portfolio of his virtual coin purchases.
Did he?
Literally, how much his portfolio is worth?
They did. Very it was well. Kind of, for those who are interested very in investing well. In cryptocurrency, it was helpful.
He's killing the game, yes.
Well, yeah, I think everybody is.
How much has he made?
He had a 400% increase since he invested about 3 weeks ago, like $750. So I guess, Doug, that math would make him $40,000.
He said as he was typing it, he just made another $300 or $400 as he was typing that post.
I don't doubt it.
And he put his whole portfolio out there. Doug, you should take a look.
I know.
Maybe you can invest in a couple of them.
I've been wanting to and just don't have the guts to pull the trigger.
Why not just like throw like whatever like a small amount that you're comfortable with just to see what the word is?
Yeah, they do buying little small stuff that's not like Bitcoin status yet, but slowly rising.
There's a whole process you have to go through. You got to get an account on Bitcoin. Then you have to get a virtual wallet. Then you have to get on another site to buy the stuff.
Then you have to get frisked by the guy who's running the account.
I was getting on one site yesterday to try to get an account, and they insisted on a picture of me, said use your webcam and take a picture and show us your ID next to it so we can tell that that's you. And the whole thing is that, I don't know.
Do you have a webcam?
No, I didn't. I was at Channel 4 at the time, so I'm not taking web video of Channel 4.
Those things are great.
I don't have one.
Old girlfriend in Atlanta one time, webcam.
What'd you use it for?
Hot. It was hot.
Coinbase?
I didn't know that you could. I didn't know after that you could save those, and I didn't save it. I wish I still had it.
You can save the video that they.
Yeah, I didn't know how to.
They
do
call
it.
Those the vault.
Guys, I think I'll pass on taking financial advice from a dude on an AM radio Facebook fan page. Then again, I'm fiscally prude.
Yeah. I would agree with that guy, but this guy did show his portfolio, so it's not like he was saying, alone. "Hey, I made this much money on this." He's actually showing proof.
There's a lot of people that have made a lot of money. It's just we don't really know what the situation's going to be a few months from now. If it all falls apart or if it just continues to take off, it's right now I think it's more gambling than investing.
Well, plus if people are having trouble selling bitcoins, that's a big problem. That's the end game.
Yeah, I don't know for sure that they are having trouble selling.
I've read that they are.
Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email. There we go. We're giving away passes to Ware and Berg Theaters. See movies for only $5 every Tuesday. Plus, rewards members receive free popcorn. Only boys, my roommate and I decided it was too cold to go to work, so we stayed home and made a blanket fort. We can still fit a person or two. We're some rad-ass folks and expect the same. Our blanket fort is exclusive and requires one Lena's Pizza for entry. There is a cat if you're allergic to that type of stuff. We have Netflix. That's from Leroy Meadows.
Leroy Meadows. He's new.
Boy, Mr. Nipples has won both emails for the month of January so far, and that's the only reason I'm going to read an email of this length. Shorten it up, Nipples. Hey, guys. The Barrett brothers, Jason and Alonzo, are titans in the industry of ranking things that are really important. That's just science. You touched on Jason's contribution to the Sports Talk Radio article by Radio Inc., but for the love of God, tell me you've read Alonzo's article in Small Biz Quarterly of top 30 small business employees. Oh, you haven't? Well, here are some highlights. Number one, Ben Dover. As everyone knows, Dover ended his 33-year run as a parking lot attendant at Big Bob's Furniture this December. He's held down his post in sunshine and rain, good times and bad, and even had the integrity to turn down that drunken, over-the-pants hand job from the local lush Bridget back in February of 2002. Congrats, Ben. Number 15, Melinda Goff. In our biggest mover from last year, Gossie jumps 192 spots to number 15 for her work at the Shady Acres Retirement Village. She coordinates Wednesday night bingo, and she increased attendance in the target demo of 75 to 84 males by 3%. Simply bonkers numbers, Melinda. And rounding out this year's top 30 is Thad Wanamaker. Thad had a rough year after his very public chlamydia outbreak. And then there was the scandal that he stuck his love in the mashed potatoes at the Fillmore Hotel, where he is the short order cook. He overcame those to have a very solid year after a review in the Afton News Herald said that his cooking was, quote, not too shabby. By the way, if you want to end up on next year's list, give Alonzo a ring. Thanks. Go team. That's from Nipsey.
Nipsey.
He is undefeated in 2018, Mr. Nipsey. Undefeated.
Nipsey.
Breaking news. A search is still underway for a man police are referring to as the Cappy Killer. Described as looking like Jerry Springer in hot pink 1380 The Woman golf shirt and a checkered apron, the Cappy Killer was last seen riding up front with his latest victim, a female cab driver from Maryland Heights. Detectives found the cabbie's body beneath a bed of sunflowers. They have not released the victim's name, but they said they positively identified her through her distinguishing tattoos of dinosaur jello molds and a Pontiac car symbol. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, kiddos, wonderful show, as always, and a particular discussion of Tinseltown tallywhackers. I'd like to point out for the record that right-wing nutjob Doug is so obsessed with fake news that he didn't mind the discussion. He just wanted to make sure that the meat measurements were absolutely accurate. I'd nominate Doug to be charged with the task of determining the official dong dimensions. He can start with mine if he has a tape measure that goes up to 3 inches. That's from the Webster Ween Peeker.
Webster Ween Peeker.
Here are some of the lesser-known Hollywood stars that Iggy heard actresses say were hung or something. In all honesty, I don't know how Iggy knows this stuff. Everything he does is really pretty confusing. Anyway, Gary Coleman, a.k.a. Lil Lexington. You want to know what Willis is really talking about? It's the ground dragger he's packing in those Oshkoshes. Neil Patrick Harris, a.k.a. Dr. Doogie Donger. The good doctor might be saving his medicine for the boys, but he could treat the entire infirmary with his throbbing love syringe.
No.
Paging Dr. Donger. And Fred Savage, a.k.a. the Wonder Wang. What would Fred do if you sang out of tune? I'll tell you what he'd do. He'd whip out his 10-inch Wendy Slayer and slap you across the face with it. That's what Fred would do. Thanks. No, that's Timmy Tom Tom.
Pretty vile. Timmy Tom Tom.
Morning, fellas. It sure was a treat to hear about Plowsy losing his virginity. I almost feel like I was in the woods watching with Reef, Mace Dog, the girl's cousin, and a little further down, probably Iggy. My guess, though, is people were probably waiting for Doug to tell his tale. So here it is. We were at the drive-in. We had just gotten done playing basketball. We were feeling kind of frisky. As I was tipping back the box of Milk Duds in my mouth, Doug began tickling my side. I dropped some duds between the seats, and as I leaned over to retrieve the estranged chocolate, my face gently grazed his growing bulk. It gets a little X-rated from there, but let's just say Doug needed new T-tops and was diagnosed with a concussion. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
That's bad. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
You seem to be smiling, though.
Well, I wasn't smiling at that. No, that was disappointing.
Guys, this is seriously amazing and creepy all at once when it comes to Iggy. Each day I say, okay, well, that's the end of what we don't know about Iggy. There can't possibly be anything else. Then we found out he has pen pals in prison. And then today, like it's universally known when you walk into an elevator, then you stand facing the doors, it's universally known you get in the back of the cab. But no, this bleach-head, orange-faced creep has to sit in the front. Nobody wants some creepy-looking stranger sitting next to them. Ah, it makes me so mad. Doug, that comes from Hey Phil.
Hey Phil. He's new.
Looks like bikini model Brittany sent one in, but we don't have the time. That's what we have for the
I didn't put any check marks down.
I didn't either, really.
Oh, there were two great ones. Come on.
I do have two set aside. I do have two set aside. I wonder if they're the same as you're thinking.
I'll go with Nipsey.
I'll go with Nipsey.
Nipsey has won all three 2018 emails, and now at this point, you start to wonder if he runs the table.
For the
you
whole
start
year?
To wonder if
a
he
week?
Runs the table.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a lot
you
of
do
good
start
emails.
To wonder. Wow. I had Timmy Tom Tom and Nipsey.
Yeah, those are my
Timmy
two.
Tom, yeah.
Timmy Tom Tom would have been mine.
Mr. Nipples has shipped three for three in 2018. I've never seen anything like it. That's fun. This, well, is, this is fun to come back and do it tomorrow.
No, the email thing doesn't make it that much fun.
It's fun.
Time for us to shut it down. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.